This week's Parsha, Parsha's Noso, begins. The Yidavei Hashem and Moshe Elimor, Noso is Rosh B'nei Gershon Gamheim, the Vesa Vosa V'mishu V'chosa. So it speaks about B'nei Gershon. And then, but in Bamidbar, prior to that, on page it says, "Vaydavish al Moshe Limor, Amar Limor, Sos Rosh Be Kahos." So first Kahos is mentioned. That's already last week's parsha, and then this week's parsha starts with Gershom, and then after that, page 3 is Merari. So those are the three B'nai Levi. So the Medrash Rabbah on page 5 says, "Davar Acha Yikarhi Bipnivim, Vadami Vakas Vagershon." Avavi Gishon Gershon Bechor. Right? Gershon's the Bechor. So why isn't he mentioned first? Kahas is before him in the end of Bamidbar, and Gershon is the beginning of this week's Parsha. Avavi Shon Gershon Bechor, Umatsinu Shemachom Mokum Chalacha Kosu, Kovan the Bechor. Fisha Yakahas Toa in Ha'oron. But the Kahas was the carrier of the Aram, Shasham HaTorah, Higdimo HaKosov LeGershon, Shemitchil Omer Nosos Rosh B'nei Kahas, Achakach Omer Nosos Rosh B'nei Gershon, HaVikorahi Mipnidim, Bibchor Shiyotarishon, that it's the Torah Zikor Mipnidim, so it means it's even more Dikor from Bechora. He says Pnimim can also mean things that preceded, like Zos Lefanim B'Yisrael, we just read in Rus. So Yikarahim B'Pnimim means that Torah is more chashuv than Bechora. Because Bechora means I came first, I'm Lefanim B'Yisrael. And so that's how the Medrash Berurah is darshaning, explaining the shot in the Medrash. Yikar hi mipninim, that it's even more chashuv than the Bechora. Well, so there are a couple of ideas that, so that's one concept that we learn out from the mention of the B'nai Levi, that Kahas comes first, even though he was younger than Gershon. But he represented the Nosei Aharon, so therefore he's in the end of Bamidbar. Then the Shem Yishmuel has another diyuk in the Pesukim. What's this idea of Nosos Rosh? Lift up. So by Gershom it says Nosos Rosh Mene Gershom, right? And then by Kohos it says Nosos Rosh Mene Kohos. But by Merari, it doesn't say that. B'nei Merari l'mishpachosam b'nei savosam. How come not Nosos b'nei Merari? Good kasha. So the Shem Yishmuel has this kasha. On page 6. So that we saw in the Medrash, right? The Kahas came first because of the Aron. The Gershon Hashem Bechor. But B'nai Merari Shalai Yuelo B'nai Pashar V'avodot HaMosam V'Hoysal Prashim Rishim Amudim Nodem Ram Nasoz Rosh. So he says because, in other words, at least Kahas was the Aron that was Pashar. And Gershon was Bechor. Naso means giving, you know, Hashivas. Merari with a plane, you know, they didn't carry the Aron, and they weren't the Bechors. So what did they do? They carried the Koshim, the Brichim. Okay. You know, so they didn't have this phrase of Naso as Rosh. he has a kasha on that. He says, Vesh Lahovid, Rabbi Yisrael, Nami Nemar, Suas Rosh B'nai Yisrael. But when it's said to, about counting Klal Yisrael, it says Suas Rosh B'nai Yisrael. Mishrosam Levesavosa, Hashem Lev, Lozev Loza. So why is Merari worse than Stam Yisrael that says Suas Rosh? Lama Yigru B'nai Merari, Pshute Yisrael. Says become mokam the bar was become mokam in best rendish poli khirsh. So it says when there al piva shigadu kvar be inen have dol shiv del so be uba so shiv levi israel fully be shiv levi. So one idea is shakala buvdo be chaver tsarach labia sadavar buvdo be menu. So he says that anything that's moved on by Chavero, so you have to raise the thing that's moved on to show it's separate. From a Shabbos, it's moved on by Sheshi Tibay Hamaisa, who am Tsoy Bein Olam Hazel Olam Haba. Ki Shabbos Ubein Olam Haba. Shabbos is different, it's not the regular Olam Hazel, so it's raised up. It's a Bein Olam Haba. It's still Olam Hazel, but it's a Bein Olam Haba. ובאשר הוא בכלל לא למזה, יש בו שתי בחינה של לא למזה ושל לא בבא. הכי מייצור שיש הולך לסזריף על לא למזה ולא לבבא. So, and, but it's connected to this world. Well, the Levim, a Mubdo. But he says that there are two... But Levi is avoda is twofold. Hein v'chid esor mirashi v'kochol echav yisrael idochas esaravi menu. There's one concept of havdalah is you're shutting away the bad, the evil. And the other way is you're just you're not shutting away the evil, but just raising up to Kedusha. So the Levim, raise themselves up to serve the Kohanim. But he says that the avod of the Levim was twofold. You see, there's one way. Next paragraph. Vayigbal libo b'darchei Hashem. There's one way is that I'm a person of dignity. I'm b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, so it's pastish that I should steal. It's pastish that I should do things that are not proper. So it's what we call gaiva de kedusha. Gaiva de kedusha. That's a pasuk of Divrei Hayomim. Vayigbal libo b'darchei Hashem. Yes, kol ish b'kol hol yovin heitev shamatzim bilti ruimim v'yish yitzrael kedover nimas. That's one way. And the other way, ish sur mir ali shemim yitzrael b'borti yeh b'machrona. The other way is just the more like, not without the positive spin. It's like you realize that all the avers and all the bad things are going to be bitter for you in the end. So you shun away the negativity. The other way is to stress the positive angle of a person. Not necessarily to stress the negativity, it's to stress that I have to raise myself up because not in a gaiva dikkur way, but we call gaiva kedusha because it's not dignified for somebody, you know, like yourself, to do such things. So he says that the mishpachos alvim gershon kasu merari, they all were trying to better Klal Yisrael, But Gershon of Kahos with the avoda of Suas Rosh. So as to lift yourself up, realizing how dignified you are and how chashiv you are, and therefore somebody of my chashivas would not steal, would not lie, would not. So that's why the Suas Rosh is by Gershon of Kahos. In contrast to Merari, which is the Lashon Meriris, that's not the Sias Rosh. That's just to say that, you know, it's much more like, you know, I guess you could compare it to certain different philosophies of Musa. You know, like the Vardik versus Slopatka, you know, different, you know, more what is more Kashivas Adam, you know, like Slopatka, things like that. And what is more like, shiftless, and the concept of that this is the test, you know, it's the more the other type of philosophy of just these are detestable, and we have to hate them, we have to destroy them, they're terrible, that type of idea. And that's why he says there's no Messias Rosh by Merari, because that wasn't their avoda. And then he has other ideas of Dibur. Okay, but that's one idea. So that's the second idea. The next thing I wanted to show you is the Rav Yosef Yavetz. It's a famous piece of Rav Yosef Yavetz. I don't know how many of you ever saw it inside. On page 11 and 12. It's about the concept of emunah. Should emunah come from philosophical realizations? Or should it come basically emunah pshuta? So the Rav Yosef Yavetz in the Sefer Or HaChaim says, you have a lot of people who, you know, feel they understand God with their chokhmah, their philosophy. All Torah mitzvos. And they end up taking away Torah mitzvahs. So then he writes, he says, Alecha Yisha Ekra Megalus Farad, four lines from the bottom. On page 12. Said the big philosophers, when it came to the push came to shove, they gave it all up. But the people who were more simple, they were Moser Nefesh. So that's the big yisod in, you know, Emunah Pshuta, and the Beirach Moshe is going to explain this based on the Chasam Sofer, that we know that Vigmaltes on page 13. Vigmaltes of Saviv Lemor. Right, you have to have a gvul. You shouldn't go up the mountain. Right, we just had this in the parsha of Matan Torah. And then it says in Pasuk Chav Aleph. So it says it twice that they should go up. One is Vigbalta Zahar, and then Reha Ivan Pen Yarsu Allah Hashem Leros Rafal Menorah. So the two psukim that seem to Pasuk Yud Beis and Pasuk Kaf Aleph, which seem to indicate the concept of being distant from the mountain. So the Chasam Sofer, page 16 in the Drushas. He says, the pasuk of Igbalta just means physically. Physically, you can't go up. The other pasuk is saying that you shouldn't see things spiritually where you're not ready for. So there are two types of hagbola. There's one is a hagbola of a physical nature, and one is a hagbola of a ruchnius type of thing. In other words, if you're not ready for a certain level of ruchnius, you shouldn't be going there. So in the Berach Moshe, he writes on page 21. He says, "Oh, these were my marcos of Nosso was Rosh Bene Gershon Gamheim of Vesavoso of Mishposo. Yeshua Havin a Kavodam Baomu Gamheim. What does it mean, Nosso Gamheim? Gamlava Shina is Tabalomo of Vesavoso of Mishposo. In other Shvatim says, the Mishposo of Vesavoso. Here it says, the Vesavoso of Mishposo. So what's the idea? And what's the Gamheim? So he quotes the Chassid Yavetz, the famous thing that we just saw. I think he has the wrong. I think it's Hey, no? He quotes it says Beis. Let's check what paragraph it is. Okay, so he says like this. Chassid Yavetz says, "Masha'enav, maybe it's Beis, whatever. Masha'enav rog gzer svar shachol also rachokrim shabdu amuda biderach hachakira hemiras kvodim biyom zam. Ganoshim kalaydasha emunusamayav kabbalah, but people who are simple, they just had a memuda pshuta from their family, from their parents, they kept it." That's why it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Doesn't say Rod Shaba. Hainu Farshav Al Chakira Sichlus. If it said Ra, then maybe it would mean that you should come to belief in Hashem through philosophical Chakira. But Shema just means you're listening. You're Mekabel Amesora. So then he quotes the Chasam Sofer that there were two hagbolas in Har Sinai. One was the physical, Ikbaltas Om Saviv Leimor, and the other one was Vayom Hashem Moshe Reid Ha'idon Ped Nyeresu Liros. There it says Liros. Why? Because that's the idea. Now Liros means to philosophize. As Roa Avias Divrei Admon, the Mishnah says. So Roa means I agree. I intellectually Chach, what Admon is saying. So Ped Yersul Hashem Liros means that you have to distance yourself from certain lofty ideas, because that could, if you're not ready for it, it could cause problems. So he says that's by Bnei Kehos. It says V'lo yavo liros kibolas hakodesh v'meisu. So what does it mean? So he says, one hagbola is the hagbola gashmis. It says lo yigu al kodesh v'meisu. But then it says lo yiru liros as hakodesh. That's a ruchni thing, because roa doesn't only mean to physically see. Roa means intellectually. When I say I agree with you, I say roa ani es tvarecha. So he says he thinks that's the pshat in the beginning of the parsha, page 22. Al zeh hisvich hakosav over Nosos Rosh Bnei Gershon Gamhei.
Aine Shehem, Nitzdab, Vasorak, Lovere Kahas. He says that they, Gram Hei, means they were also included the Tzivoy, that they should go up to the Kodesh, their Hakira, only Bemuna Pshuta. Was there Gomer Omer the base of Osam the Shposom Han Shate Avodosam Kvia Mukubo base of Osam the Darosam Mamud Pshuta below Zulas? So he says that's what it means that Nasoas Rosh Bene Kahas Gamheim. It means that they should, just like Bene Kahas were commanded, the Lo Yuru Lurot Lavala Sakodesh, that you shouldn't have some intellectual, philosophical ideas that might be dangerous, like, and that's why it says Re'iya by Kahas. So Gam Heim, that the Bnei Gershon also should can be commanded on this. And where should they get it from? Leveis Avosam Lemishpichosam. Whereas the Emuna should come from Beis Avosam. So that's a very important yisod. I mean, some people don't have Beis Avosam, unfortunately. You know, their family wasn't religious. It wasn't, so they hopefully will get it from proper sources outside. But you know, if they say what the Chassam Sofer says, you can get a Muna from learning Ramban al Torah. You don't need these philosophical things. You know, you get from, you know, Muna from Chassidish Sfarim, from Bar Al Torah, from Chassam Sofer Al Torah, all these good things. You get, the general rule is, if the person who wrote the Chibur is the Yirei Shamayim, like Rabbi Pultman said to me, then that will rub off into you. And if the person who wrote it is not a Yirei Shamayim, so then the effect of what he's writing won't be that same. That's why someone told me once, Rav Moshe was always wanted to know about Sfarim, who wrote it? Who was the Mechaber? Who was the Mechaber? More so to know that it was a Yerushalayim. Not necessarily does he have a position or does he not have a position, but the idea that the person is a Yerushalayim. Right, so that's what, yeah. So that's how the Berakh Moshe says, Nosoas Rosh B'nei Gershom Gamheim, just like the B'nei Kahas were commanded, Lo Yehulderos, they should have an improper Riyah, and Riyah means improper intellectual inquiry. It doesn't mean a person can't be intellectual, but certain things are, when you question Ikrei Emuna and things like that, to be very, very dangerous, as opposed to the Emuna Pshuta, what the Rav Yosef Yavit says, that those that were so intellectual and so philosophical, at the end of the day, when it was hard, they gave it all up. And those that were much less intellectual kept it, even in under hard times. So these are some ideas that we see from the Avodas HaLeviim. We see that, again, Kahas before Gershon, because Torah comes before Yikarahimi Pnidim, comes before the Pnidim. Pnidim doesn't only mean the pearls, but the Medrash Darshan, the Medrash Mevorach Darshan, that Pnidim means that even someone comes Lefnim, came before you. It's also Lefanim the Israeli quotes. When he says the Cheshiv is the Bechorah, still Yikarahim, the Torah is Yikarah. So Kahas had the Torah, and then we have the different ideas of the Sias Rosh approach versus the Marirus approach. So, in other words, more of basically what he's saying, the Shem Shmuel, the Sor Merar approach versus the Aseh Tov approach. And then the Kahas and Merari represented the Su, the higher raising up. And Merari was basically the Sor Merar, just focusing on how bitter so therefore it does say Suas Rosh. That was the other idea, one second, of the Shem Yishmuel. And then the other idea is the concept of Naso Es Rosh Mesavosam Mishpichosam, that the concept of Mesorah and Yerushalayim comes from Mesavosam. It comes from, you know, from the family structure. That's very important to give over. To give over a proper hashkafa and a proper mesorah and a proper, you know, it's something that's very important, because if you don't have proper ideas, then you just give over, you know, things get messed up, and you could. In our generation, I think it's very important. The Suas Rosh is a very important thing. You know, raising things up, raising people up, because people are, you know, basically very, a lot of times very downtrodden and very bitter. You know, so the Suas Rosh is, and the idea of getting emuna, not from having to read the philosophy books and things like that, but the emuna pshuta approach. You know, that you see, you live in a home where you just feel Shabbos, that experiencing a Shabbos, experiencing Zemiras, experiencing these things, that gives a person a proper emunah. And that's where, as Hashem, we should all be zochet to give over to future generations, and etc. So that's the Avodas Halevim. Rav showed us the Shiva Solokim, Avodas Halevim.